An interesting quote when I was researching, and it's, quote, people talk about enabling, but you're just enabling someone to live longer, end quote. It's from some person, last name McLeod. I'm sorry. I didn't really get into the full quote, the citation.
Just the idea.
Just the, idea, is interesting. Because, yeah, I was like, oh, well, having these harm reduction options like naloxone or testing sites or anything like that, it's enabling them. It's actually making more people come in. But I think it's a better idea to reframe that. So yeah, it's enabling someone to keep on living and keep on trying. And, you know,
yeah,
is that so bad?
It's another safety net to keep going. But it's just the fact that this, for people who use drug, it's a very marginalized group in that society, I think, as a whole, doesn't really like people who are not sucking up the streets, but that kind of general idea where they're not a vital component to society, and then they just get pushed aside, even though we should care and be compassionate for everyone.
Yeah, and this whole pushing aside and neglectful treatment of people who use drugs, like in the downtown east side, just, or anywhere, just makes the whole issue so much worse. Like, okay, maybe we shouldn't get into it, but I just know the mayor of Vancouver, when he was moving these groups and displacing these groups of people just so that they're out of the way and under the farce of, like, oh, it's dangerous for them to be, like, congregating here, and just moving them around to get them out of sight or to get them somewhere else, try to just disperse them, that's a very obvious sign of making the problem worse. Like, taking away their belongings, all these things, displacing them from where they're set up, and just, it was just horrendous. And that's a very good example, I think.
But I think, that reflects of what the general
consensus
of is for what people think about homeless people plus drug people who use drugs. And, it's just such a tricky issue because there's no one-set solution, because we can just move them. Okay, now we're kind of going into homelessness, but it's hard to move. You can't just keep moving and displacing the problem, but you got to attack it straight on. But there's still no real solution for the opioid crisis.
Yeah, even right now with harm reduction, we're not even necessarily working on a solution for the crisis. We're just trying to make it less bad, and that's still a controversial thing to be done.
But I don't believe there actually is a solution, though, in the end. That personally for me is that.
Then what do you think we could, should we not even try?
No, I think we should try. I think harm reduction is our best bet right now, and that we should reduce it as much as possible, going from like high levels of drug use to medium levels of drug use to low levels of drug use to potentially. And they're not saying that they're advocating for, oh, just using little amount. Their end goal is still no drug use, but they are saying that it is still okay to sometimes use drugs, and that they have to respect the decisions of the person who do that with kindness and compassion. But in the end goal for harm reduction is still no drug use. But this is the best option they can do. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it needs to be done in coherence with other things too, like just doing, I think we mentioned it before, but just doing one of these angles is not going to fix the problem. We don't know what's fully going to fix the problem or if it will ever fully be fixed at all. But when I was doing a bit of research, the idea of proactive healthcare was coming up a lot, which I think in general is way better, because we have in Western medicine, it's a very much so reactive kind of prescription to whatever problem that we have.
What is proactive?
Proactive healthcare is just dealing with things before they get really bad.
Oh, that's going, public health.
Yeah. It's like they're in the downtown east side. I think they have like outreach teams where people are like going, or roving nurses I also saw. I'm not sure if they're still doing that, but they'd just be perusing the streets basically looking for people to help, as opposed to making people who use drugs coming to these very hard to access systems, like long wait times, all of these other barriers. Like it's so much harder to do that than if they just come to you and help you. I think that's
okay,
really good. They catch some things before they can get worse, like the open wounds from Trank, for example.
Yeah. I would actually just like to say, because harm reduction is a form of public health, which proactive healthcare falls under.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, harm reduction also includes things like proactive health, like dealing with the problem and doing a primary intervention before the actual problem.
Okay, my bad. But yeah. I think it is still,
but no,
like,
that is a that is valid point. For sure. About. But, yeah, things like that, these things work. These things do work, even though they may not sound like they work, may not look like they work. There's been decades of research for doing things like that.
Yeah, and it's also just logically, it's going to be cheaper if you deal with the problem before it gets worse.
Yeah.
Like, you're just dealing with a smaller problem, and it's more effective because you're cutting it more down at the root before it grows into something worse. So
exactly.
It just makes sense on every level.
Yeah, because instead of, like, at first you could have the nurses who deal with the wounds, or you could have the person who already has the wounds and must get amputated and now uses hospital beds to mm-hmm. get amputated. And now society spends more money on that person because we're in the hospital now. Or with cops as well, the cops who have to go deal with people who are on the streets and people who are using drugs, and they have to get paid, and they have to go solve these things, solve these issues.
Yeah, but it's almost more of a question, kind of like, oh, should we be putting money into cops with, like, interacting with the drug crisis if it is a public health problem?
I'd say it is a problem because they are always the first people to be called on.
Yeah.
And that's not intentionally, like of course we don't want to have the cops called on these people, but this is just the result in especially Vancouver that I'd say majority of the cases have the cops called on them.
Yeah, so, and I feel like we should, I don't know how we should change that, but I just don't think,
yeah,
or like some sort of training needs to be put in place, or a replacement even.
Maybe, yeah, potentially not having the cops come, but having a separate team of healthcare workers.
Yeah, I think that would be better. And also, just going back to the proactive healthcare thing of outreach nurses or outreach teams, I just wanted to quickly talk about relationship-centered care. So that's pretty much just, for example, having like a family doctor or something. Like, you have a relationship with them, you trust them, you can, like, they know your history, you can tell them about your problems. And I know this is a very idealized concept because mm-hmm. so many people don't even have family doctors, but I think especially within the drug crisis, it would be so beneficial to have these kinds of, like, medical relationships between people who use drugs and nurses who, like, know each other, they know the history and, like, how to help, because I think a lot of people in general who are marginalized don't have a lot of trust within, like, our general systems, mm-hmm. especially if they're, like, colonial systems and aren't inclusive of everybody. So I think having this one-on-one relationship would instill a bit more trust to,
yeah.
you know, begin to, like, dissect the problem a bit more.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. The only problem is that these nurses and that these health workers don't want to work.
Yeah,
that's biggest problem. Maybe yeah. we can fix it with more funding and increasing their salaries or something like that. But then it kind of misses from the bullseye, because then maybe those nurses will want to go into the job to help people who use drugs for the money and not yeah. to actually go help them and want to go help them. So it's the big divide that how do we approach that?
Yeah, I am just talking from would be so much better than what we have, but I know that there are, like, it's a difficult thing to deal with every day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just the lack of resources and people who even want to work in healthcare too right now is just, like, it's a general issue.
Yeah, because we need more general doctors, we mm-hmm. need more specialized doctors, we need more people to help these people in the downtown east side. It's just, we just need more healthcare workers in yeah. general, but that's just a Canadian issue. It's just Canada's issue as a whole.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things there's a lot of things we're doing right, but there's a lot of things we also need to fix and pay more attention to, but we only have a certain amount of funding that we can really allocate to everything. So how do we how do we do this? How do we fix it up? But anyways, that's getting a little too nationwide.
Yeah, at like that point, full crackdown, full revolution.
Yeah, full
distribute all of the funds to the people. I don't know.
Only healthcare, no yeah. money. Climate change, not real.
It is so difficult when the drug crisis is like confounded with all of these other factors, like the housing crisis and like all of these other things. Like, how do we tackle this from all these different angles? And even just addiction itself is an extremely difficult thing to combat, but coupled with everything mm-hmm. else, it's just...
Yeah.
It's tough.
The tie with politics is so critical because people mm-hmm. don't want to really vote for a leader who really wants to help these people that are living on the streets or using drugs, because they'd rather have their taxes go to something else, like stuff that the general population uses. They mm-hmm. they don't care, and maybe some of you out there don't really care about what the homeless people are doing or what the drug people who use drugs are using. Like, doesn't matter. And so why would they vote for someone who wants to radicalize this issue? And it's just, yeah, it is definitely very intertwined with so many other factors.
It is just, I think it's intertwined with the selfishness that comes along with capitalism and just wanting everything for yourself, too.
Capitalism.
It's just, you know, diverts you from what's really important in your own community, and it's kind of just making how much money you earn as an individual like the most important kind of piece of property that you own, in a way that you don't want other people to steal. I hear that kind of rhetoric a lot, like, yeah. oh, stealing our money or like our tax dollars.
I feel like it's kind of idolizing, and we've been kind of idolizing as a whole to always work for ourselves and mm-hmm. work independently, especially in the Western world where it's not very collectivist at all.
Yeah.
That we should work for our own goals, make our own money, don't look at the other people around us. And I feel like those values are kind of instilled in how we change our health or shape our health policies
yeah.
as well. So,
and how every individual is responsible for themselves, that very much ties into the moral model of, oh,
yeah.
like the drug users yeah. themselves are responsible, but we don't look at it on like a bigger scale of like historical and systemic factors either. It's like, oh, it's individual. But we don't really explore anything else. So just
exactly.
something to think about.
But yeah, anyways, that was, I think, very, very small little topic to very wide,
yeah.
wide issue. But that's just the kind of gist we want to get at, is just the awareness, just to tie it all back again, is the awareness of how tranq like this and drug toxicity kind of pans into our massive public health emergency in BC that we've been having since 2016. And so I feel like, yeah, we just need to, sometimes if we have a voice that we'd like to use sometimes, and we'd like to just give an extra word to this, even though most of you and probably have read about it sometimes in the news, it's kind of glossed over because there's been lots of other issues like Palestine, the elections that are about to go on or are going on. So yeah, this is just our little corner of the world.
Update.
Yeah, just a little update. This is not completely breaking news either. The tranq and xylazine issue has been going on for years, especially last year in the news. It was pretty big, especially mm-hmm. in Philadelphia, for example. But yeah, anyways, just to note that all these issues that are happening outside the world are also here in our own backyard that we should be aware of.
Yeah, and like in our own community too.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I know, that's what DJ Coco means.
Yeah, these
but just
are
to
our
make
people.
It more like, this is our community, what's happening in our community, and we cannot afford to turn a blind eye and ignore or neglect these people in our community.
Yeah, no, and these are people, these are your brothers, these are your family members, these are your friends. Like
mm-hmm.
I know a friend who is kind of slipping down a dangerous slope with drug use, and It can happen to anyone close to you. And they're not just numbers that we see, like, oh, 12,000 deaths, okay. These
yeah.
are actual people in our lives and that we know of.
Yeah, and they've gone through trauma they've gone through, generational trauma, like colonization, all of these awful things. So we can't just say it's their fault for that.
No.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Anyways.
That is the end.
I'm not sure
of
what
our
song to play now.
Yeah, we don't want to do super upbeat song after that, but I think we're going to do a little BB
we're
Club.
We're going to do a little BB Club.
BB Club.
I think.
It's a fan
dependable
favorite.
Yeah.
But
this song is going to be Le Faux. But yeah, I just should we have like final thoughts before we get into it?
I think those were mostly my final thoughts of my final couple sentences. But yeah, just definitely, I feel like compassion and kindness, we need to spread more of that, and we need to be more aware of our brothers, our sisters, our friends, our families, who are all in this. We're all in this together, and we should all fix and try to at least fix this together. And there, yeah, things like this, that drug toxicity is just going to get worse, and there are now ways that we can't even reverse the effects. So,
yeah. And we just need to bring these community perspectives into politics more, into legislation more, have this, yeah, like DJ Coco was saying, more empathy and compassion for what's going on, and more social services would be nice as well.
Yeah. And we also just did the brief rundown, so definitely look more into harm reduction yourself. We couldn't get everything onto air here, but I feel like, yeah, it's definitely a very controversial topic that needs more in-depth studying into to fully make a decision on what you think about harm reduction. So anyways, that was that. Hopefully we didn't bore you too much, but I think that was very critical.
I was not bored at all.
No,
I hope you weren't either.
Very critical topic. Mm-hmm. So, but anyways, back to the music. So yeah, it's like we said, it is BB Club and it is Le Faux. Take a listen.
Great pronunciation there.
Thank you.
Feu, feu qui brûle, monte dans la nuit. Monte dans la nuit, entre les arbres. Les flammes se croisent et se rassurent. La presse rougit et éclaire ton visage. Feu, feu qui monte dans la nuit. On the low, 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 low.
welcome. We're just here to say our final goodbyes. Thank you so much for tuning in for our slumber party. We're here every 6 to 7 on Tuesdays. And next up, you'll be hearing Revolution Rock at 7 p.m. and then Bitcoover at 8 p.m. with our music coordinator, Connor. So, yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you all so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we're here every week, so we'll be here next week as well.
Bye.
Bye. And this song is Terranion by Angel Science, by the way. Just so you guys know, it's pretty good.
See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.